Welcome to Now Playing. We're breaking up with you this episode.
Yes, we're going to talk about the breakup.
With Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
I hate Jennifer Aniston. Let's just get that out of the way.
But you love Vince Vaughn.
I do. I don't know why. Maybe because in my head, he's the biggest jackass to women ever. And maybe he's not really like that in real life, but the characters he plays. And of course, you know, as a woman, that makes him infinitely more attractive if he's a jerk. You know that, right?
We should do a third podcast just explaining the female psyche for men, because men have always wondered why women like the jerks.
I don't know. There's something about a guy that's going to fuck you and leave you.
I'd say we're talking about spoilers for this movie, but the movie's called The Breakup.
You know what happens.
Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston meet at a baseball game.
Yes.
Date, move in together.
And she's a major bitch.
And he's a slobby jerk. And they decide they're going to break up, but neither one will give up the apartment.
They're both dysfunctional. Let's start out there. That's, I think, how to describe it. She's a really big bitch. Typical, characteristic, uncaring guy. Not that all guys are like that. You know, the character type.
Yes.
He wants to watch his sports. He wants to take off his shoes at the end of the day. He's a tour guide, so he's on his feet a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And all he wants to do is relax. And all she wants is this perfect little house.
So they have pretty much a minor squabble, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't even that big of a deal.
Where they have some company over.
Their parents.
And after the company leaves, he wants to relax for a little bit, and she wants to do the dishes. Now, I kind of got a little about this because I'm watching the movie with my wife, and every so often, we'll come home from work, and she'll ask me to do the dishes. And after a long day at work, all I want to do is sit down for a half an hour. Now, that's not to say I won't do the dishes later that night, but after work, I'd like to kind of gather myself and then maybe do the dishes. Whereas she's like, you're home, do the dishes. So when he didn't want to do the dishes, I could relate to him, but I couldn't relate to him too visibly because my wife was there.
But do you think I want to do the dishes when I get home after I've worked all day?
No, that's why we should relax and then do the dishes a little later. So they get into a fight about that, and finally they just decide that they're going to break up. He moves into the living room area, she moves into the bedroom, and hilarity ensues. Hilarity!
Not really.
It wasn't really.
Was it supposed to be a romantic comedy?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't.
No. It was supposed to be a dramatic, comedic, romantic film.
I'm trying to think if there are any scenes that were amusing, except there's one, and that was with Jon Favreau, who was the director, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. He's directed other stuff. He plays the best friend in this. And Jason Bateman are the best friends.
And Jon Favreau's in the bar talking about how he could have her killed. And it was really funny because Vincent's like, no, that's not what he goes, that's good. I understand what you're saying. He's winking at him. And yeah, that was really amusing, but not like laugh out loud hilarious. I thought it was supposed to be that kind of movie.
Well, what you have is Jennifer Aniston is trying to teach Vince Vaughn a lesson. And I'll use their character names. Vince Vaughn is Gary and Jennifer Aniston is Brooke. She doesn't look like a Brooke.
Nah.
But Brooke is trying to teach Gary a lesson. And so by breaking up with him, she wants him to want her more and to be more respectful and understand her feelings. And so she basically she's almost issuing an ultimatum, respect my feelings or get out, but she doesn't mean it. And meanwhile, he doesn't want to break up with her, but he has to stand his ground a little bit. And so what happens is basically an escalation where they break up, so he sleeps on the sofa. So as a result, then, since they decide whatever goes on in each of their rooms is their own business, she starts letting a choir sing in her bedroom.
It was her gay brother's a cappella singing group.
Mm-hmm. And so he then has a party with strippers over. And then she starts going on dates to make him jealous.
Yeah, but the guys end up liking him and want to hang out with him and playing Xbox with him.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of funny that way. And in the end, you just are realizing you're watching a movie with two unlikable people who don't deserve to be together. And about halfway through the film, I'm like, God, if they get back together at the end of this movie. But they don't.
Yeah, that was the one thing that was really good is they did not get back together. But the movie didn't feel like it was ending when it ended, though.
No.
It was very unfinished, I thought.
Now, one of the better people in the film was Justin Long.
Oh, absolutely.
He was the kind of unusual assistant to Jennifer Aniston at the art gallery where she worked.
Yeah, he was really funny.
And I think the supporting players were very good. I enjoyed Jason Bateman in this film. And it's been a long time since Jason Bateman's been good in anything. And Jon Favreau was very funny.
And his few scenes.
And I thought Joey Lauren Adams was pretty bad in this, actually.
Yeah,
she's supposed to play the best friend of Jennifer Aniston, but she seems to not care about Jennifer Aniston either.
Yeah, because she was an unlikable character. The whole character of Brooke was unlikable.
Yeah, pretty much. Vince Vaughn, yeah, you could see the flaws, you know?
But there were things you could overcome.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, you leave your socks everywhere. We're not going to fight about it. I know that's how you are. I pick them up and move on with my life. It's not worth fighting over.
We each do things that the other...
I mean, it happens. I understand that. That's what a relationship's about. Because he didn't want to do the dishes, yeah, so what? Let him relax. You just had a big dinner party. Sit down, have a drink, relax, do the dishes.
Yeah, the dishes can wait.
You not know? Worth having a breaking up fight over.
No.
If it was a big fight where, like, he was hanging out with another girl, I could totally see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was over the dishes.
But this movie walks a fine line because neither character is really likable, but they don't want to make them too unlikable. Neither one of them really goes out on dates. In fact, in a more realistic scenario, if Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston broke up, Vince Vaughn would be out on other dates.
Oh, absolutely.
Immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, you see him being kind of forced into hanging out with strippers and things and having strip poker parties, but it's not, he's not doing it for him. And so they're really trying to make this line where you see him wanting Jennifer Aniston and still being faithful to Jennifer Aniston, but yet it doesn't ring true. It's like, you know, why is he doing this? You know, he wouldn't do the dishes, but in the end, he's supposed to be portrayed as immature and she's supposed to be portrayed as demanding too much. And at the end of the movie, I think we're supposed to think that they've grown because he starts doing his paperwork at his job, whereas before he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to Europe and comes back a more grown person.
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to Europe and you age 10 years.
I didn't enjoy this movie at all.
No.
Really. There was nothing redeeming about it. And the fact that Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn hooked up there, not any interesting either.
No.
I'm not the kind of person who likes tabloids to the point that I would want to see this movie just to see that. It's kind of like Mr. and Mrs. Smith was a good movie, and I didn't care that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie hooked up during it. This is a bad movie.
The movie was filmed in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of Chicago scenery, and he is a Chicago tour guide. Other than that, not really that interesting.
No.
Kind of blah.
Of course, what's the funniest part of this movie, by far, wasn't on screen. During the press junket, one of the stupid airhead reporters asked Jennifer Aniston, who was in the middle of her divorce, so what was your most difficult breakup?
Yeah, that was inappropriate.
That was hilarious. Yeah, I think I saw that on Talk Soup. So no, I say stay away from this film like it was radioactive waste.
Definitely skip it.
It's not even so bad it's good.
No.
It's just uninterestingly bad. It's not a good date movie at all. It's a good, you don't like your date, so you're going to take her to a movie about breaking up, and yet that movie's bad in and of itself. So you're being nasty by making them watch it.
And we got trapped into watching it because we were sitting at home and it was on HBO. We're like, yeah, let's try it. Yeah, no.
I was sick at the time.
Yeah.
And couldn't go anywhere, so.
Yeah.
No, don't like this movie. Vince Vaughn deserves better scripts.
He does. He's good as the character he played, but in a more funny role. I don't think he's a dramatic actor. Although I liked him in Clay Pigeons.
He plays hurt well, though.
Yeah.
You see him as vulnerable despite being a 6'8" man's man or however tall he is.
Yeah. But he was good in Clay Pigeons as the crazy serial killer.
Yeah, he plays serial killer well.
Yeah.
But I liked him in Be Cool.
Yeah.
As the white gangster.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he is white.
Old school. Fabulous in that. That was really good.
And Jennifer Aniston has been in good movies, but I don't think she's ever been good in them. I mean, she was in Office Space, after all.
True.
But I've never seen a Jennifer Aniston movie I liked.
One that she starred in, no. I say avoid this movie like the plague.
I agree. Now Playing is a production of Venganza Media Incorporated. All rights reserved.